Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining me today. My name is Anna Marie Carter, and I'm known as the Seed Lady of Watts. And I'm actually talking today about the launching of COGABO. COGABO is an acronym that stands for Chernozem Organics Global, a.k.a. Black Organics. And I started many years ago with my family, my cousins Ann and Cookie, my Aunt Belle, my Uncle T, and the housing projects of Watts. And my Aunt Belle was from a small town in Louisiana, and she used to teach me how to sprout everything from seeds to onions to, oh, you name it. She taught me how to sprout. And I liked it, and we gardened around our little bungalow in the housing project, and I got involved. I got involved with it, and I love Watts. I went there for vacation every year for I don't know how many years before I decided to move there and make a go at it. Watts is a place of change. It's a place of energy. It's a powerful place, actually one of the most powerful places on the planet, seeing that the place is situated on the bedrock of the earth. It's one of the lowest points in California, and they say if there's ever an earthquake that's over 11 points, you should go to Watts because it'll probably survive. There's a lot of power and energy there because Simon Rhoda went there and built some towers, the Watts Towers, and they are more than towers. They are towers, but they're more than what you know, and they're based and rooted in love, and it's a very, very powerful, very energetic place. It's also a place that has been used to house many, many people in housing projects in a 12-square-mile radius. So there's a lot of potential there for good and for evil. So seeing that the powers that be used it for evil, I think now as an elder, as a senior, as a missioner of Steve, I have the responsibility to bring the good. So I'm launching a platform called COGABO on 9/11 with a group of very energetic young people. Many of these young people I've had the pleasure of helping to raise for the baby, and many that I met along the way, but each of them is very special, and each of them has special needs. So this is more than what you know. I'd like to talk a little bit about the past. I am a certified organic master gardener from the University of California. I have worked diligently in Watts for 40 years, and for my record, I have actually logged in over 35,000 organic gardens that I have given away in Watts since I started there. So that is my claim to fame, and that's my feather in my cap. I'd like to talk about my past in Watts. I came up in the 70s, 80s, and the 90s, and I grew up to be a lady. I learned so many things in Watts and had so many teachers and educators, and I was surrounded by my tribe. So, you know, I'm extremely Afrocentric, and I love all things that have anything to do with negritude. I love blackness. And I stand on that. I actually have found my heartbeat with red, black, and green, RBG. I love what it means. Red stands for the blood of the people that had been spilt, our ancestors, you know, from slavery all the way to today, which is less than 150 years. We have been, you know, brought to America in chains and treated like trash, garbage, and neglected, sabotaged. We've been We've been fed poison, but you know what? We're still alive and we're vibrating. The remnant seed is rising now, and I'm very proud of everyone in Kogabo, whether they're black, white, Hispanic, Native American, Asian. All these beautiful, beautiful black people have all come together to rise up. One of the things that we're rising up about are GMOs. As you know, I am one of the world's top non-GMO activists. By no good thing with a GMO. A genetically modified organism in my food, no thank you. I will pass. And I know my power, okay? I know my power. And if I want to know what I'm eating, I need to grow what I'm eating. So I know what I'm eating because I grow what I'm eating. And so that buck stops with me. I don't have to participate in a GMO madness. I personally believe that it is going to subside after so many people succumb to the ill effects of GMOs, as I watched the Black Watch Holocaust all these years, because we were the testing ground for GMOs, and I watched my peers pass away one by one from ingesting them. I tried my best. I did everything I could to try to convince them to grow their own food and to eat organically, but they didn't, and they're gone. So in their memory of their ancestors now, and they've crossed over, I'm quite sure they watch over me and they protect me and they know that what I'm saying is correct. And all their babies and their babies' babies and their babies' babies' babies, they all are welcome to come and work with me and to come and take some of my seeds I've saved over these last 4 years and plant them and grow them. And become my equal, because one seed will give you 1,000 seeds. So I'd like to move on to the present. The present is where we're at today. I have 1,111 non-GMO organic vegan products that are available right now globally, worldwide, in 300 countries via e-global commerce, B2B, B2C. C2C, and my newly created M2M. I'm about to start teaching class at WASP. I suggest everybody come, because if I can do it, you can do it. And if it can be done in WASP, it can be done anywhere by anyone of any age. That is the platform of Kogabo. That is what we seek to, we aspire to rise to, and that is our power. Our power is to learn how to grow more of our own food organically. Our power is to share that food with one another via commerce. It is our power to take the income from those seeds and those products we've created and sold to one another, to take that income and use it as seeds to plant back in our community to create more green jobs. I just want to stop right here, and I want to take a personal thank you out to my Baba, Captain Kabalia. He has stood in the background, in the shadows, assisting me physically, financially, spiritually, morally, and literally by escorting me in private security anywhere I needed to go to work with the young people who were training to work in our company, to work in our network, to work in our enterprise. He has been there. He has stood by my side, and I am so proud that he is my friend, and I really, really would like you to connect with him on Facebook, or he has many, many different works that he does. He has, I'll talk about him in the next episode, but I just want to say thank you, Baba. God bless you for helping me and especially with the Department of Justice, as we worked with the young people who are returning to our community from prison. As you all know, I love men. I love everything about them, from head to toe, even when they're being bad. Because you know what? Even when they're bad, they're cute to me. You know, they're just adorable. I love men. And I love them so much that I want to give them jobs so when they come home from incarceration, they can get a good job to take care of their children. And I think that's all they want. I think they've served their time. They've paid their debt to society. They come home. And it's up to us to create the jobs to keep them home. And that's my ultimate goal. You know, I love men. I also want to talk about the present of our situation here in America, where I believe that we are under full frontal assault on our senses. It is some type of agenda that's being perpetrated against us at this time to divert our attention away from unity and faith. And as a missioner, an ordained missioner, I want to remind everybody about faith. When I started out so many years ago, I didn't even have the support of my own family. Well, some of them, but most of them, no, they didn't understand what was she talking about, organic. Well, you know, what is she talking about? Grow your own food. We can just go to the grocery store and buy anything we want. Oh, but you don't want to do that, okay? And especially not today. Now, I'm going to tell you a few things that I know about the food in the grocery store. Then I'm going to give you the problem. Then I'm going to give you the solution as I stand a solutionary in front of you. And I spell that F-O-U-L-U, shenary, solutionary, okay? Don't get it twisted. I am strictly a woman on a mission, Missioner Carter, and here it goes. This food in these grocery stores is so tainted with pesticides, genetically modified organisms. It's been held in coolers for God knows how long. It's transported through systems where there's no basically no security. I am presenting these findings to you, and we'll go into detail about it in future episodes, but for the sake of time today, I'm just going to let you hear me say these words, okay? You don't know what you're eating because you didn't grow it, and that's the key to launching Kogaba, because that food is tracked from the seed to the soil to the system in which it is created, to our own distribution network to deliver it to your door globally in 300 countries worldwide. We're global. And so we've learned how to do it right from those that did it wrong. And I want to say thank you. I want to thank you for being devils, evil, mean, destructive, harmful, and because, no, we didn't retaliate. What we did was we took it and we observed. And now we have risen up and we're doing it right. So now you can sell your GMOs. You can sell your poison to yourself because now we are taking control of our own food. And I'm standing up because I was taught many, many years ago, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And we're not falling for the GMO madness anymore. This is it. We launch on 9/11. Now, I also want to talk to you a little tiny bit about Africa, okay? This message is going to Africa. The Seed Lady is already with you. I have been working behind the scenes. I have the farmers organized. They are growing food. They're coming every single day to sign contracts with me to grow more food. The majority of the food that I grow in Africa will be sold in Africa because I'm coming to set up production facilities to manufacture those crops that are grown there and produce my version of healthy, organic, non-GMO food, California style. Let me repeat that. California style for Africa. So I'm coming, and I'm already there. So look for my food. Look for me. Look for our networks. Come to my Facebook page in Africa. You just Google Anna Marie Carter. You will find me. I will be able to connect with you, and we will be able to expand our networks. There is opportunity open for you to work with me, for me to work with you. Come to me. I don't know where you are, but you know where I am. So you know what we're building. You know we're coming. If you want to be part of it, contact me. Okay? I appreciate that. So one of the other things I want to talk about is a little bit about just e-global commerce. I am so proud to report to you that in March of this year, I attended President Obama's export program, and I was asked by the Organic Trade Association if I would like to attend a private, separate meeting with the Chinese. And I thought, they just asked me at the last minute, and I was like, yeah, okay. So I went. Bernie B. drove me. Thank you, Bernie B. And I went, and I sat down. I brought all of my products. I sat them up. I sat there. They came one behind another and taught me e-global commerce in a Chinese version while there were four U.S. trade officials sitting at another table with their hands folded right across the way, quiet, observing the whole thing. The whole thing just blew my mind because I couldn't believe it. These people sent a delegation all the way from China to meet with me, to train me so that I could step into the 21st century with them and sell my products to the people of China who love non-GMO organic food. As a matter of fact, everybody in the world enjoys non-GMO organic food except for America. But you're all starting to wake up a little bit. And before this is all over with, I'm going to shake you and rock you to the real. Because you're going to say, there she goes. There she goes. But you know what? You're right. There I go. After I launch off on September 11th, the platform of Kugabo, I'm stepping straight down. And I'm going into my global brokerage. I am a global broker. I'm a U.S. certified organic supplier with the Organic Trade Association. And I farm all over the world to grow tonnages of food, like big, giant containers full of food, like 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 containers that fit on the back of these big trucks of food that is non-GMO and organic, that to go all the way around the world to anyone that wants to buy it. Manufacturing concerns, I'll be donating some of this food to Jamaica to help them. I was in a meeting with them the other day, and I see that they need some help, and I'm going to donate some food to them. And to, you know, I'm going to take care of what. So, you know, we're going to do what we need to do. We're going to stick together, and we're going to rise up on 9/11 like nobody has ever imagined we could ever think to do. But luckily, between the export program, the People's Republic of China, my ancestors, and all of you, we will make it, because guess what? Together we rise. Now, I want to also plug my song. I have a song called Together We Rise. I made it with Iman Farai, Emmanuel Joseph of Most High Records from London, England. And the song is my solutionary stance to the world. It tells you what I'm about to do, what I'm doing, and why I'm doing it. And it is a fundraiser for our 87-acre ranch in Texas that we're building. So when you come to my website, which is Chinozum Organics Global, a.k.a. blackorganics.com, you should be able to understand that everything that we have on that platform, and with all my associates and my affiliates, my affiliations with all the other members on the platform, our goal is to launch out these young people as entrepreneurs in their businesses all the way around the world, but also to raise enough money, okay, to build up our 87-acre ranch. We've got the seeds, we've got the land, but we have to build the infrastructure. And I want to put a very special thank you out to many of you women out on Facebook that have been teaching me that live in rural areas on how to do it, how to live, how to survive out there in the wild. And with your love, I will continue to grow, you know, and help these children because they need to have seeds. I'm the Seed Lady of Watson. That's my mandate for my life. Growing seeds, harvesting seeds, sharing seeds, planting seeds, and giving seeds away. So I want to thank all you ladies for helping me, and I want to thank everyone that's affiliated with me on Black Organics, she knows them, Organics Global, a.k.a. Black Organics. And I want to just leave you with my version of California style. My style in California is that of wholesomeness, organic, healthy, clean, natural, God-given food that has not been altered or adulterated or in any way perverted by any scientist in any laboratory for whatever reason they want to change our food for domination and control. I want just regular food, and I know how to do it. I turn off these devices, I go outside, and I plant seeds. And I suggest you all do the same thing. Now, back to my record. It's on my site. It's the Yellow Seed Lady, and it says, "Together We Rise." Please leave a donation there. I'd rather not ask for donations for my ministry. I'd rather sell you an organic product that will help you or ask you to donate to one of the one of our product lines. I have a new hat that's red, black, and green. I have many different items on there that are purpose for the fundraiser for the ranch. And it's very important for you to know that we're going to build that ranch up. We're making a village, and it'll be a safe place for our children to live and grow and come to school. So please support my ministry. My name is Anna Marie Carter. I'm the missioner of seeds for Watts, California. I'm lovingly regarded as the Seed Lady of Watts. I am able to be reached on my email. You can email me at wattsgardenclub@hotmail.com. My phone number is area code 323-969-4740. That's 323-969-4740. And I am just, my website is AnnaCartersTheSeedLady.com, and I also have the website of Cogabo, which is Chernozem Organic Global, a.k.a. Black Organic. And I look forward to you hearing more of my radio programs as we celebrate the launching of Cogabo. Cogabo stands for Chernozem Organic Global, a.k.a. Black Organic, and I mean what I say. Chernozem means black, earth. It is a Russian word that is that describes the earth in her entirety. If you were to take a bulldozer and scrape every parasite off the face of the earth, that's including the trees, the grass, you, me, any pavement, you scrape it off, you will find that the earth is pitch black. She has these black bands around her, which is the Chernozem. We have a black band that flows through America. It comes down from the Ohio Valley, and the silk comes down through the Mississippi River, and it goes all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. But when it hits Mississippi, it comes on land, and they have the richest soil there ever from the Chernozem. It's called a black belt. the Black Belt of Mississippi. That's Chinoza. Organics, of course you know what organics means. It's right through that God made. Global means that we are global, worldwide. 300 countries selling our products in. So proud to have made it through President Obama's export program to do just that. AKA means also known as black is black and organics is good. So what I'd like to invite you to do is celebrate with us as we launch the launching of Kogabo, not for our sake, not for our good, but for the good and the glory of God who has given us the grace to serve him correctly in divine right order. If you want health, if you want beauty, you must take responsibility. And in the 21st century, you've got to grow your own food. Together we rise. Anna Marie Carter, the Seed Lady of Watts, signing out. Stay tuned for the next episode tomorrow. Same time, same place. Thank you.